Simon Yudalit, the Mishnah Brura, Sifkotten Yud Beis. The Mechaba said, Sha'olok Shehim Itzuyatzes, of a person borrowed a talus. We heard before, if a person borrowed a talus and put in his own tzitzis, so Meika then he's potter to put in the tzitzis because it's not his beggar. Then we hear the Mishnah Brura that if he wants to make a broch, he can make a broch, like women make a broch, even though they're not mechuyev. Sha'olok shi mitziyatzes, but what if a person borrows a talus that their tzitzis under the ready, mevoyech alem miyad, you make a broch right away. So the Mishnah Brura says, Sibkot yibay zayin simen tanon ches sifei, linyin lulib upri megodim shom, Mizeh nilmad li'in yoneinu. That means the reason of this halacha is, even though atala sha'ula is potter, but we assume that if he asked him to borrow a tzitzis b'tzayrech mitzvah, so the person who was, even though the terminology that was used was a lotion of shayla, but the intent is really, you should be maknit to me, amanas lahachse. And that halacha is brought down by Esra Gelulah the first day, Yom Tevoso. Umizeh nilmad l'nyaneinu gam keim, tetzorech lahachziroi lahanoisein bismanoi, that one should give it back, if that means, if I'm assuming nothing was specifically mentioned. But Reuven came over to Shimon and said, lend me your talus. And Shimon understands that the purpose of this lending is that he wants to be Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So even though nothing more was said, I assume that the intent was an intent of Hakno, that he'll give him the talus, he's maximum the talus in order it should be his. Amanas lahachzer, that with an he's not giving it to him forever, is giving to him, it should be yours, and with a condition, you should give it back to me. So now let's learn a few halachas about the kiyum of this condition. Mizeh nilmad l'nyoneinu gam kein tzorech lahachziroi lanoisein bizmanoi. He has to give it back, that the one who lent it to him should be able to use it when the time comes. I know. Im hayom yotze boi bolov, if today the owner of the talus wore a talus ready, yoshev loy al kaponim lemocha kodem atfilah, so he should make sure that the owner of the talus should get it back tomorrow morning before davening, Kadeshi Lebatsma, Igam Kebem Elotse, said he should have a talus. Vimloi Herzeloi, what if he didn't return it? Nothing was mentioned specifically, but there's an understanding what the Noisin meant. Vanoisin Einloi Talus Acher, and now he gave him the talus, and they start davening. 7 o'clock in the morning. At 7 o'clock, this person never returned the talus. He comes back 10 o'clock and thanks very much for the talus the next day. So then, even though nothing was said, but since this is an understanding that was given amanas lahachzer, that I should have it when I need it. And if he didn't do it, the neka hamatonu lamafei, so it comes out, if he returned it late the next day, so he never was koine the day before, lekrine bei kesuscho. Va'av sheyesh loy talus kotten. So now the Shimon comes and gives back, the Reuven gives back the talus to Shimon the next day, 10 o'clock. He says, now you give it back. See, so Reuven tells him, well, you had a talus cotton, what do you want? Become a kemistavra that died to the hochel in Osama. The Lokamaisha Kos Basef and the Siv Chaim says that if he gave it back to him, since nothing was specifically mentioned when to give it back, he will be Yitzhak. Right. Gam Nispoir Shom, another halacha. Da'ach, which is a moiridika halacha, which not too many people are aware of. Da'ach sheyotza boy, after he was Yitzhak with the talis, Tzorich lachzer velitnoi lebolo b'matone kidei sheyiye shel boilem, that it should belong to the boilem, sheyatal shachmet sheysav sheyshav amsherei nase sheloi aposhet ha'chinami b'nyoneinu amazadik ezach the halacha of a matona amanas lachzer, which is Negeya a talis, which is Negeya an esrig, the first Pesukis. Let's just talk an esrig, the first Pesukis. In order to be yaitza the mitzvah of esrig, the first Pesukis, you have to, it has to be shaloi ulakachtem lochem. So now, when I give it, when Reuven is asking Shimon to be maknim the esrig, so Shimon is giving it to him, Amatone Amenas Lahachzer. Amatone Amenas Lahachzer means it is yours, Legamri, it's yours. I'm just making a condition that you have to return it to me. If you are not Mikayim the condition, so then it never becomes yours. But returning to me does not mean you're just giving it back. You have to be makne to me. You have to make that it should become mine. That is, because it became yours before. It was yours, and now the condition is you should give it back to me, and giving it back to me means, that means that before it was yours, now you're giving it back to me, you're making that it should become mine. So samazoi, not that's for lechatchila v'kizach. The nam gam nisboy shom the acher sheyotze boy tzorech lachzoi v'litnoi lebolo v'matone. He has to give it back to him. That means it became his completely. It's not his lizman. It's his completely, and he has to now return it to the previous owner. Another thing, nearly poshet, tim niskalkula talus ayaches mitzitzi yisel. Now he gave him a talus, and there was a condition. The condition is you should return it to me. If for some reason it's not returned the way it was given to him, so even though it wasn't his fault at all, that means he did not return it the way he had received it, so he was not machzir what he had given to him. And the Yitzhaba Mitzvah, I'm the Simitamim, Chesubushar Kedekesham. Now, Siv Dalit, which we'll see, is a Murdika Allah. Mutter Lito Talas Chaveroi. A person is permitted to take a talis of his chava. That means, that we'll see, the chava is not here. He wants to daven now with a talis. The chava is not here to ask him to give him the talis, to be maknim the talis. So he's permitted to take it without permission. Ulevorech oleho, and to make a broch on it. So the Bochala will see poshet, it means it becomes his. Ubelvad sheyekapol oiso imitzor mikupelas. But also after he finishes using it, so the nichusadabu, we say a person is maskim to that someone should take his talis, is only on one condition, if it will be returned the way you took it. So that means if you found a folded talis, when you put it back, make sure to fold it. Hagah, v'hu adin b'tfilin. So the Gemara says by tfilin. We'll talk about that Mishnah. We'll talk about this. V'hu adin b'tfilin. So now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Talis chaveiroi, I'm allowed to take the talis of my chava, perish, shaloi midatoi, without his consent, without his knowing that I'm taking it. Now, what right do I have to take his talis? The nechalei le'inish t'levet mitzvah b'mamayinit. There is a klal, there's a non-sadi, that a person agrees that someone should do a mitzvah with his mama. Fine. So Mameila, so the first halacha that it says, I see his talus, I'm permitted to take it, even though there's a cloud, a sheol shloi medas gazla. I'm taking someone's thing, so without permission I'm a gazla. But there's a cloud by a mitzvah, the nechel elinish to have a mitzvah by my bayah. But now we'll see this nechusa it has klolim to it. V'davke ba'akroi, that's davke for it's a mikre one time, not permanently. Avo bekvias what? Don't make a habit out of it. Avo bekvias also a bit. I'm going to go and I'll tell my shver wants to buy me a talus after the chas. You don't have to buy me. Give me something else. A talus? In the shul, this talisim. Don't worry about it. You give me a golden watch and a talus, I'll take care. So chas v'sholem. So kaponim, because don't rely, you can take Yenim Stalus every day, because the Kviyas is also, number one. Number two, that we're saying that he's masking, you can take it. That means I'm taking the Talus and I'm davening where the Talus was. I'll go into Yenim's house and I'll take his talus and go to shul. And then Yenim will come back and he'll try to figure out where his talus is. Or I'll take it to, from the shul and take it to the house also. The b'chol gavni roi lizoyek she'chol avimoy she'yishaleto. Now the primogodim says a third thing. I come to the shul, I need a talus, I forgot my talus. I see Yankel's talus is on the shtetl. Now I look around, Yankel's on the other side of the base medrash talking with someone. So I'll say, I'll take the talus, I have to go in and interrupt Yankel. No. If Yankel is there, you ask Yankel. So b'meila, either zachazoke, if you can be mevaret, if Yankel is maskim, is that maskim, you're mechuyim to be mevaret. If he knows he's makpid, he's in his no right to take it, then you're not allowed to take it. And if I'm not mistaken, the Piskei Tshuva speaks that this is very much negeya. Let's say it's a hot, humid day, and I'm going to put on the talus and I'll get all sweated up because of me. So it's not so poshut that we have this nechusa that I can assume that he's maskim that I should take it. Now, Ulevorech Oleho. So now, let us say the words in the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll try to elaborate. I am a Mogen Avrom, I am a Derech HaChayim, Shekosav, the Yoyser Toiv, Sheyechavin, Sheloi Liknois, Veloi Yevorech. So the Mogen Avrom agrees with the Mechaber, you could make a broche, and the Derech HaChayim, the Nesivis, disagrees with the Mechaber, and says, you can't make a broche, you should not be mechadim to be kind of the talus. And let us try to understand what the tumulus over here. Let us jump for 1 minute to Hilchus Lulav Ha'Esrog. And Hilchus Lulav Ha'Esrog is brought down. If it's Chalamoid, and I see someone, I come in, it's Chalamoid, I didn't bench Esrog Lulav, it's early in the morning, I have to bench Lulav, then I have to go on a trip. I see the Jankel's Lulav there, and Beryl's Lulav there. It's Chalamoid, so I'm allowed to take the Lulav, make the broche. And that is the Saloche. No, that's only the first day. The first day is a Chiyah, but the other days is only a Takana de Rabbanon. In Eretz Yisrael could be you need Lochem, but Al Kaponim. In Chutzlot you don't need Lochem. I mean Chalamoid, I mean the Beis HaMikdash. So it doesn't have to be mine. So I can go and take it, and I'll take it, I'll put it back. Shalom al Yisrael. That is as the Aloha Nechle Linish Lameb and Mitzvah B'mamayinai. But what's the first day? We have the same scenario. The first day he wants to take Yenim's Lulav. So there, it says, no, you can't take it. As Nechle Linish Lameb and Mitzvah B'mamayinai, Poshet, it doesn't become Shaloi. This halacha of Nechalei Linish Lamevet Mitzvah B'mamoinai is a Nechusa. That means I can assume he's not Makbet. Fine. But the first day, Sukkot, it has to become yours. It cannot become yours through understanding he's not Makbet that I took it. In order for it to become yours, it has to be Makbet to you. He doesn't know anything that you're taking to be a makbet. So to say neichle linish lebed mitzvah b'mamayne only means when you don't need that it should become yours. You don't need it should become yours. It's only the shaila. Am I permitted to take it? I'm not permitted to take it. So then we say neichle linish lebed mitzvah b'mamayne. But if in the mitzvah requires that it has to be yours, listen, he was a makbet to you. So Mamela, it's not yours. Now, so the Magatun, here the Machabel said, that I'm coming in and I take the talus, I can take the talus, with a little talus, a lavori cholov, I can make a broche. Now this is very problematic in the Magen Avraham, had a big problem with the Machabel. The Magen Avraham said, how can I make a broche? It's not my talus. It's not my talus. And in order to be chayv, we learned yesterday, a talus shu'ulam is potaminatzitzis. So it's not my talus. How can I make a broch? That is the kasha of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says, pshat in the mechaba, but we mentioned yesterday that even though I'm not mechuyiv, but if I want to make a brocha, I can make a brocha, just like women make a brocha, and lulav, and halo. What? The same thing, we'll talk about the year. A woman, that's a shayla, but al kaponim could be mikedin, they could. So al kaponim, so what do we see from there? That even though they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, they can still make a brocha. So Memeila said the Magen Avraham, said Magen Avraham had this problem. He says, how can I make a broche? It didn't become mine. I can make a broche. I'm not mechuyev. So the Magen Avraham says, no, women can also make a broche. That's the Magen Avraham's teretz. Now this teretz of the Magen Avraham, there's a double problem on this teretz. Problem number one is this psak, that a woman can make a brocha on a lulav, a woman can make a brocha on shayfa. This psak, a woman can make a brocha on halal, the Rama holds like this. The Machaba holds, you don't make a brocha, not on halal, not on shayfa, not on lulav. The Machaba doesn't paskel like this. So here, Rabbi Magen Avraham, he had a problem with the Machaba. The problem was it's a big problem. How can you make a brocha? The talus never became yours. So he says, well, I said, like a woman makes a brocha, can also make a brocha. So think of the Kevege, asked the Magen Avraham, please. It's a very nice mother. But you can't say that that pshat is a mechaba. That's one problem with this mechaba. There's a second problem with this mechaba that the Nesivis asks. The Nesivis asks a moira de kekashe. The Nesivis asks like this. If we learn Chumash, let us, the Pasuk says, Dilim tasa lecho al kanfei ksuscho. Now, if you learn this Pasuk Elach, the Pasuk is telling us two distinct halachas. Halacha number one is, you're only chayim betzitzis if it's ksuscho. It's your baggage. It's your baggage, then you're chayim. If it's not your baggage, you're not chayim. Right? So that's a din in chiyuv. I'm chayiv if it's my beged. If it's not my beged, I'm not chayiv. Fine. So that, there was a kasha. Let's go with the Mognam. There's a kasha. So how can you make a bracha? You're not chayiv. So Mognam says, look, women also make a bracha. Let's forget about the mechaba l'shitosi. But on this kasha, there's a teretz. You could make a bracha just like women make a bracha. Fine. But now the Nesivis asks a second kasha. The Sibir says, but let's learn the Pasuk Elach. G'dilim tasa lecho al kamfek susko. So the Pasuk is telling us aloche in the tzitzis also. The tzitzis also has to belong to you. Now, when the Pasuk is speaking about the beged, so the Pasuk is telling us, you're only mechuyev to put on tzitzis if it's your beged. If it's not my beged, I'm not mechuyev. So, I have a case, I'm not mechuyev. But G'dilim tasa lecho is telling you, Hilchas tzitzis, you're only yoytze b'mitzvah tzitzis, and the tzitzis belong to you. Then you're mekai mitzvah tzitzis. Just like by lulav, if a person will take, it says, l'kachtem lochem, the first day you're only mekai the mitzvah if it's your lulav. If it's not my lulav, I want to be yoytze. You can't be yoytze. It's a puzzle of lulav. That means in Hilchis, lulav is a loche. It has to be lochem. It has to be yours. Here, it has to be yours. That's a din lochem. It has to be yours. So he says, if I assume that the cheshbon of Nichalayla Adam Levit Mitzvah Maini is only a nichuse. That means he's masking that I can take it, but it doesn't become mine. And that's what it says by Peslik. You can't take it the first day make a bracha. So the Nesiva says, how can you make a bracha on this talis? This puzzle of tzitzis. The tzitzis have to belong to you. This is... So the Nesiva says, so he vehemently disagrees with the Mechaba. He doesn't understand the Mechaba. If you're not Yoytze, if I can't take Yenim's Lulav the first day, Sukkis, because it has to be mine, and the Halach of Nichalei Linish, it doesn't become mine. So the same thing is, if I take a talis with tzitzis, since the tzitzis do not become mine, I can't make, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah in Gansu. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. So therefore the Nesiva says, so chas v'shalom, don't make a bracha. So now, so according to the Nesiva, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, so he brings on the Nesiva, you shouldn't make a bracha. That's what Nesiva said. It's not like the Mechato we're going there with. Mechaba said, you do make a bracha. He says, the Nesiva says, you don't make a bracha. That is a very good question. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down the others that stick up for the Mechaba. We won't go have a fan for the Mechaba. You have a Mechaba. But it's very scary. But Rabbi Kevega asks on the Nesiva's one ta'ore. Rabbi Kevega asks, I'll buy everything. Good, don't make a bracha, you're not yoytze. But then, Rabbit, don't take the talus. Because the whole heter to take the talus is, nichalei linish v'mevet mitzvah b'moyt, as long as you're doing a mitzvah, he's masking. But according to the Nesivis, you're not doing a mitzvah. You're not doing a mitzvah at all. You're not mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Since it's not your potter for tzitzis and your apostle for tzitzis. That's the story over here. So Rabbi Kemeja asked on the Nesiva, so the Nesiva says you can take the talis, but don't make a bracha. So Rabbi Kemeja asks on the Nesiva, how did you take the talis? The whole effort to take the talis is because you're doing a mitzvah. He wants you, but you're not doing a mitzvah the way the Nesiva explains. Al Kaponim, v'lo yivorech. Okay, let's go a little further out to Paskin. There's Chiluki Deis. There's Chiluki Deis. I mean, the Shikapo Loiso. So now he says, but after you take it, Kikipula Horishim, you should fold it over on the same creases that it had before. Or be Shabbos, but Shabbos, you're not allowed to fold a talus on the same creases. Yikapo Loiso. You should fold it. That means the one who you took it is makpid if you won't fold it. No, but Rebbe, listen, I have a shulchan aruch not to fold it. Shabbos al kaponim, fold it. But lonish, not over the same creases, which is mutter and Shabbos. That's a second day. And the third day is the Magen Avraham make up a Shabbos leil a kapul klal. The Magen Avraham says, listen, the one who you borrowed the talis from knows you're ashamed of Shabbos. That means the whole akpode that he wants you to fold it back is annoyed. Listen, you're taking it, you use it, fine. I'm going to fold it up. But if it's Shabbos, and you know, because of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not folding it, you don't have to fold it. So that's in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, let's go further into the mom. Now, Avol also lilmaid misvorim shel chaveiroi belai tatai. So even though we said, nechel inish lebed mitzvah b'mamoinoi, that is dafke talis, tefillin. But if I have a sefer, also lilmaid misvorim shel chaveiroi belai tatai, without, here you can assume, em esamit nicha, that I should learn in the Sefer. The Chayshin and Shema Yikra Oysom Belimudai. So Poshim Shat in the Ramah is as follows. There's a difference in the Shimush of a Talis, a Lulav, or a Sefer. That means that the Tumas Hadeshin speaks about a Lulav. So he says, no. What am I doing already? I'm taking the lulav and the esrik. I make nanuim and I go to talk. So Mamela, the shimush that I'm using is lulav. He's not makbet because the shimush will not in any way damage my lulav and esrik. But when it comes to a sefer, the usage of a sefer usually it's something that sefer. A person, the more one gets engrossed in the sefer, so the more who use it, it's not only a shimush of 5 minutes. It gets more he gets engrossed, and he looks further, and he'll use it more. So the normal usage of a sefer can expect that from this usage something will happen to the sefer, get torn or something else. So Memele, so there we don't have such an ansadi to Nisalei, because the shimush of a sefer can many times bring about a kilkul to the sefer. So Memele, there's no nichus. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Mishnah Berurah. B'lei datoi, afilu ba'akroi ba'alma. He's not using the sefer every day. He's just wants to use it once. The Chayshin and Shema Yikra ben Harbei will start getting engrossed in the Sefer. She is Kohu Miroiv HaMishmush. That will start using it, will get torn. V'hoylam Noigim Shemoitzim Sidur Tfilo Imarza Beisak Nesef Shaleichin Oysoi Kedei Lispaloboy. The Minig Hoylam is by Yasidur they do use. I don't know a heter. That means the Maishno Siddur Misfor. So Prima Godem says a Siddur is also Asa. Now, Lemaisa, the Piskei Tshuvos, brings down something which is very negeya to all of us. He says, we have to understand this man of the Ramah, and this man of the Ramah, Lemaise, it was very difficult, to purchase Sforim. Sforim were hard to purchase, they were expensive. So Memela, so Sefer, everything. We don't have such a Nechusa. Hashem came, Bismanenu, he brings down from other Paiskim, Bismanenu, we can assume a person is a makbet. That means the whole sitter is not how much does the sitter cost. So Memela, the damage that could possibly occur is not something that a person will normally be makbet. So there's a sport to say Bismanenu. Primogodin was speaking about Bismanoi, that Sforim were not so shchia, so then there was a problem. I mean, there's a very interesting shaila from the Batrut Sherov, that the Batrut Sherov said he used to say, just we have a picture what it was, Monday and Thursday, they said the Yirotzen after Kriya Satayra. In his siddur, I didn't have the yirotzen, but there was someone in the shul that had a siddur with a yirotzen. Right? So he used to lend it to him. Each Monday and Thursday, he used to say the yirotzen. One day, this person wasn't here. It was near to say the yirotzen. So he has a whole achichis. Could I borrow it? Could I not borrow it? A whole achichis. And then he was a Mesaba all the time. He used to lend it to me, so maybe it's better. No. He had a whole shtick toilet. Well, Kaponim, they say this is only Bismanayim that was Sforim were very difficult to acquire. So there was a problem. Let us just, there's a very interesting Pir Halach, and then we'll go further. Mutalito Talus Chaveri. Shiloh. Im mechuyev odom mahashul talus shaloi lemi shetol bikfor kidei shehu yitzach lishol talus me'acherem be'iroi. Moira di kishayla. What was the shayla? There was someone in the village, he didn't have a talus. Period. He didn't have a talus. So he came over to me, Yankel, lend me the talus, please lend me a talus. I don't have a talus. The whole village is no talus. So what's the alternative? So I won't have a talus. Money can do so. I'll borrow from someone else. I can borrow from someone else. Am I mechuyev to give him my talus and I should borrow from someone else? Oh, no. Listen. I have a talus. It's mine. I'm a kaim, a mitzvah. There I say. I'll give it to you. So I'm doing a mitzvah of chesed, which is true, but there's a mitzvah of tzitzis also. So which overweighs which? So he says the teretz that mechuyev lahashul talisei lacha puyevarech al talashul talacha. He breaks down. You're not mechuyev. No, you wear your talus. Not mechuyev to lend your talus. Because you have a mitzvah of gdilum tasra, have a mitzvah deraisa. That means, but no, you won't have all the time. He's asking, he's going to go to be in his village, and now be borrowing a talus. He's borrowing my talus, I'm borrowing a talus. But I just lost the mitzvah deraisa. So I'm not mechuyev to do it. That means there's certain things. A gavucha, let's just say, a similar halacha that the Bikurei Yaakov brings down in Hilchos Esrei, that let's say there's a beautiful esrog to be purchased. I have money to buy it, or maybe my father to give it to my father. So he says you're not mechuyev to give it to your father. When it comes to mitzvahs, a certain thing, machiloi, malbishek, but by a mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev to be mevatar on my kiyum, my mitzvah, in order that my father should have it. That means they have to be shaykel every union specifically, we can't, there's no klolim. Okay, now let's see Sivay. Talu shel shutun chayev es petzitzis tachsiv al kanfei v'gedeyem. So here the halacha is, even though the beged, the Mechaber is speaking about, we have a beged that belongs to Yankel and Bechel. There's no tzitzis in it. So now Yankel wants to put tzitzis in. Now however, the talus is Bechel. Talus shel shutun chayev es petzitzis tachsiv al kanfei v'gedeyem. Even though it's not the God of, it's Bigdayim. Shall shoot them. The Talah shall shoot this Nochi, the Israeli Ish, the Ishe. Chayovis Betzitzis lo Yeboichaler. It is Chay Betzitzis, Altis Achayim. The Loi Kedamesek Aliyas, Maskez Altis Potapam Tzitzis. That means it belongs to someone who is Potapam the Mitzvah, so then there's no Din Chiyot. Chayavis Fayrishek Veremarutsu Shelech Averei Boy. That means it's our talus. These maskim I can wear. Who believes it is? So Chayiv Lasis. So I'm not Machuyev. But Lasis by Titsis. I will shoot them. The Yesh by Titsis. Let's say both of us are shoot them. And the talus belongs to both of us. The Echod Makbit Al Chaverish Loyelech Boy. That means even though theoretically we could split the talus, but if he's going to put on the talus and make a broche, that means the talus belongs to both of us. And if for some reason he's makbid that I should wear it, and he has a right to that. He says, listen, you want to make chalukah, make chalukah. But because we didn't make chalukah, I don't mind, you should wear, and half of the talus is mine. So it's called a mitzvah bo'ba'adeira, because he's doing an aver, he's using yanim's chalik of the talus. K'chalik ha'echot, sh'boi b'yisitz, z'enim shaloi, v'choshkin neim b'yadayitzit. V'fizah, b'talus, sh'anisha la yerish ma'ovit, let's say a father left over a talus and there's five children. Shori ochiv makpidim olo. Yesh lizosh vavoy cholo. Atzi yispashchu beinayim. They'll come to a decision who the talus belongs to.